24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it
locked. Keep it locked. Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page One? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I wanted to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secrets to success in technology, music, and business on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device, the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets to success in music and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at ladyze. So this week's episode is all about the music. I have the award-winning music producer, artist, and just great guy, Corey Notch Marks. How are you, Corey?
Hey, how you doing? I'm blessed. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So I'm just so pleased to have you on the show because you are Grammy nominated. And I know for everyone who is listening, they are definitely interested to hear about your journey as a musician and artist in the entertainment industry. So what drew you to music? How did you start out?
I started doing music as a young child, singing in a choir at church and playing the drums. And then went from there to producing in high school in a program called Fruity Loops. And my father gave me a keyboard where I was able to learn how to produce on there. Went from there to getting entered into beat battles and winning those. From there to Interscope and Atlantic Records asking me to come in sessions and work with different artists, and started landing songs like Tie Me Down, Sweet Love on Chris Brown, Keisha Cole, Take Me Away, with other guy I worked with on that joint. A lot of other songs too, just blessed to get put in rooms, but all started from just trying to sing in the choir.
Oh, wow. So you started singing in the choir and your dad really encouraged you to grow in your gifts. So what has been like the most memorable experience that you have had, you know, working with major record labels like Interscope and major artists like Keisha Cole and Chris Brown? what was like the most memorable experience you've had?
The most memorable experience I had was actually working with Stevie Wonder. I had the chance to get called in to write a song for him with my partner, Max Lux. And when I got called in to write the song, he heard the song, and Stevie actually said, the song is done. It just needs one thing. So instead of him singing the song, he ended up playing a harmonica on the song, and actually it became a feature for myself.
So that was awesome.
Like a big bummer for me. Well, I went in to do a song for Stevie Wonder, and he ended up getting on the song for me.
Wow, that's incredible. Stevie Wonder's harmonica is so distinctive. What was the name of the song that he got on for you?
The song is called Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. Wow. That sounds like a great song. That's an intriguing title. So what is next for you? What projects do you have cooking up?
I recently put out a couple songs I did with Eric Bellinger. You can check that out on his last album. I did a record called King. It was the lead single on his album. And then another song with Jeremiah called Shadows in the Dark on there. And then right now, I have my own project coming out. And my own artist that I'm working with called B Divine. Project putting some songs out on me set this month. We're going to be dropping. But I have some songs out right now. A single out called Money Bag. It's been doing pretty good. I've been performing everywhere. And looking forward to some new things happening, because I think Eric Bellinger's album is going to be Grammy nominated for the new season coming around next year. So,
that's awesome. So what are three things that you would tell to independent artists to become more successful?
Pretty much stay focused. Don't get tossed on. Don't get tossed to the side listening to people's opinions or just telling you that you need to do something else if you feel like inside is for you. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people try to tell me that music wasn't my gift, because my music was actually slapping a little bit harder than some of the other people that was around me. It wasn't until I linked with people like 1500 or Nothing and Chords and James Fauntleroy, people that would tell me the truth about how dope my tracks really was and what I needed to just add to get it to the next level. You know what I mean? So you got to run into the right people who are going to give you the right advice to stay on the right track. So always stay focused and look for, it's hard to find those kind of people in this business, but it's definitely worth a try if you believe in yourself. That's the main thing.
Right.
Second
absolutely.
Of all, I would say trust God all the way. I would say first of all, trust God. Second of all, believe in yourself. Third of all, I would say the most important thing, because there's many things you can say, but third of all, the most important thing to say is tap into what's actually great about yourself. Like, don't try to do everything that you see everybody else doing. Don't follow the trend, the sound. If you have something inside of you eclectically that you want to do or you want to try, make that kind of music. Don't follow what nobody else is doing, because those are the best people who are best musicians, people who create and rather follow the same trend. So I'm a real big guy on things like that, like trying to create rather than copy. You know what I mean? And right now, it's a
absolutely.
Lot of copies. I hear so much music, and it's like that. It sound like the last few people that just played on the radio are into what you actually want to do and not what you're inspired by. It's good to be inspired by music, but don't go recreate what you just heard.
Wow, that's amazing. That's some great, great insight. So Okay, my next question is, I have a couple of questions. So how can people connect with you online? And two, what are you using currently technology-wise in the lab for production?
People can find me just at @thereal_knotch, the real notch, Twitter, Instagram, any of that. Type notch anywhere, KNOTCH. You can see stuff like that as well. But what I'm using right now in the studio, still using Logic 9. I just started tapping into Logic 10, but my friends are trying to get me to use Ableton. But I love Logic so much, I'm going to use Logic. But I'm for vocals, I use Pro Tools always.
Now, why do you prefer Pro Tools over Logic for vocals?
I prefer Pro Tools over Logic because Pro Tools is just fuller for vocals. It's way fuller. And I wouldn't say you could do more, but it sounds like to me, every time I do vocals in Logic, it's always delayed or something like that. It's good to, if you're going to master your stuff after you record it in Pro Tools, it's good to put it back in Logic. But Logic has like this delay when you're trying to record vocals always for years.
Wow, that's
good
to know.
I still love it when I'm producing. I still love it when I'm producing because I don't get that delay.
Oh, that's awesome. So people can connect with you. How? Can you give me your contact information one more time?
Yeah.
For my listeners.
Real Notch at the real notch at thereal_knotch.
Okay, awesome. So I just want to say congratulations and much success to you. I wish and pray for continued and more success for you as you continue, you know, working with so many incredible artists. I mean, I listened to your cover of Music Soul Child's Love. I love how you like produced it, remixed it, and just like you really put your foot into that. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And I want to share that with my listeners
like
at
the
end.
The first songs I learned.
That was one of the first songs you learned?
Like one of the first. Yeah, one of the first things I learned when I was learning how to sing. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wasn't just playing R&B songs. Like, that was one of the songs I like. It was inspired by, and once I heard that beat by one of my boys later on in life, I was like, yo, don't give this to nobody. Give me this track. How much you want for it? and then come to find out, I do the song, I put it out. Mm-hmm. I didn't get the full clearance on it. So I was trying to find the clearance in. I said the original producer of the original Music Soul Child Love song is one of my guys, Dre. So he hit me up when he seen I posted. He's like, oh, you just gonna remix my song like that? So it's crazier that I'm working on getting a full clearance right now through a friend of mine who actually produced the original.
Oh, now, wow. So you're gonna release it at a wider release?
Yeah, I'm about to do that in top of the year.
Oh, okay, that's awesome, because, you know, when I was listening to that a while ago, months ago, and then more recently, and I had to play it over a few times because, I mean, it slaps so hard. So I'm going to share it with my listeners at the end of this. So stay tuned. This is the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, and don't go anywhere. You're going to hear Love by Corey Notch Marks.
Yeah. My friend!
Love. So many things I've got to tell you. But I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, I thought that all I knew, that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love got me on one, doing things that I never did before. Oh, love got me wanting your touch just a little bit more. Oh, love got me all on different pages, ripping different stages. All I can do is think about your love. I'm so excited, I would never ever find you inside the club.
My friend.
Many days I'd love for you, wanting you. Wishing we can turn up any time of the day, it don't matter. People don't trust till things a little better. You ain't gotta be alone, we do this thing together. Lay back, sip champagne, make it through the storms of life together. Everything I'm saying, I mean, I tell you. Love lost and found before. Messed around, love with the ground before. Been around, running circles. Didn't know if love would be down no more. Now I see the love chemistry is in love. All I need is you. I'm so tired of pretending. Love. So many things I've got to tell you. But I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, I thought that all I knew, that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love got me on one, doing things that I never did before. Oh, love got me wanting your touch just a little bit more. Oh, love got me all on different pages, ripping different stages. All I can do is think about your love. Oh, love. I'm so excited, I would never ever find you inside the club.
My friend! My friend!
She's so
perfect.
VishaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VishaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VishaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to VishaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.